for them on the domestic agenda, like the record number of homes, new homes that we've seen being built, the best number ever, bar one year in the last 31 years.
British Prime Minister Theresa May fighting for her political life today in a session of Parliament. Some hours from now, she'll be facing a no-confidence vote from her Conservative Party lawmakers, the latest fallout from her handling of the process to withdraw Britain from the European Union. Sir Graham Brady is the chair of what's called the 1922 Committee, Conservative Party Parliamentary Group. He was asked what he thought was going to happen.
I think all of you know as much, in the media know as much as I do, there'd been endless speculation over a period of months and weeks. Not a surprise, but we also have known that very frequently we've seen inaccurate speculation.
Former Brexit Minister David Davis says he'll make his vote based upon what's good for the country.
But she is my Prime Minister still, so before I tell you or anybody else what my vote will be, I will give her the courtesy of listening to what she says this evening in 22 Committee.
If a majority of Conservatives in the House of Commons vote against May, she'll have to step down as Prime Minister. But if she survives the confidence vote, another could not be called for 1 year. A child wails as he observes the funeral procession of a four-year-old Palestinian boy killed at a routine demonstration at the border. The boy's name, Ahmed Abu Abed, killed last Friday by Israeli gunfire, attempting to control the crowd. Men chant as they march the boy's body to its final resting place. Ahmed was with his father some 300 meters away from the heart of the protest when he was struck by shrapnel from guns being fired. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is expected to break with the Trump administration later today when the chamber considers a resolution to end U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Passage of the resolution would constitute a historic rebuke of a longtime U.S. ally, spurred by mounting anger on Capitol Hill regarding the Khashoggi killing, as well as Saudi Arabia's actions in Yemen. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal spoke with VOA.
There needs to be an end to the United States' complicity in ongoing bombing of civilians and killing of children, in effect war crimes.
A Senate vote is expected to go forward despite the reservations of Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We also want to preserve a 70-year partnership between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And we want to ensure that it continues to serve American interests and stabilizes a dangerous and critical region.
President Donald Trump is backing continued U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia, while members of his national security team have argued that ending U.S. support for Saudi-led efforts in Yemen would make the conflict even more deadly and dangerous. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
For updates on this story, visit our website at voanews.com.
Today is a very difficult day for everyone in Europe.
European Parliament President Antonio Tajani going on to say an attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg Tuesday evening was a criminal attack on peace, democracy, and our way of life. Tajani said Europeans needed to react to those who want to hurt democracy by doing exactly the opposite. A massive manhunt is underway in France for a gunman who killed two people, left one brain dead, and wounded 13 others in an attack at the Christmas market in Strasbourg. French officials deployed hundreds of security officers Wednesday after the suspect escaped from the market following the shooting late Tuesday. Authorities have identified the suspect as 29-year-old Sharif Shakat and said that he was on a watch list of suspected extremists. The gunman's motive is unknown. In Brazil, a gunman opened fire inside a Catholic cathedral in the city of Campinas on Tuesday, killing four people as they prayed before the gunman finally turned the gun on himself. The shooter was identified as a systems analyst with no known criminal record. For more on all these stories, be sure to check out our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.